So, Declan, looking ahead to the game this weekend, we all know the situation. A one for Donegal, you'll be safe in Division 1. We have a good record in Balbuffet, haven't lost there since 2010. I'm sure that's a record that yourself and the players will want to keep intact, but taking victory on Sunday.
Listen, yeah, Oisín, it's an important match, no doubt about it, and whatever about records and McCool Park, we need a victory on Sunday to remain in Division 1. It's going to be a real championship affair. Mayo are in the same boat. Mayo need to come, a point will do them, but yeah, it should be a real championship affair, and it should be a tasty game, all right.
We all know how strong a side Mayo have been in the last couple of years, but there's no Killian O'Connor, there's no Lee Keegan. Is this a good time to meet Mayo, maybe at this stage of the campaign?
Yeah, listen, those guys are out, but they still have a lot of experience within that squad. Listen, Mayo have been up there, top two teams in the last 3 or 4 years, just right behind Dublin. Lost the last two All-Ireland finals by a point. So it's going to be a real, real tough match for us. We need to be on our game. We need to play for 70-plus minutes. We can't afford to switch off. We've switched off in the last couple of games and we were punished severely. So we've got to play and we've got to be, you know, really focused for that 70, 75 minutes on Sunday.
Is this one of the games that they looked at the start of the campaign, Declan, when you took over as manager and when the fixtures came out, knowing that you had a side that's in transition and there was players stepping away and younger players were stepping up? Was this sort of game in the back of your mind going, this could be the game that's going to decide our fate at the end of the campaign?
Yeah, I suppose when the draw came out first, and you know, it was difficult to look that far ahead, to be quite honest. You know, we had a really tough opener when you look at Kerry and Dublin away and Galway. But, you know, probably we would have taken it, Oisín, if we were told, yeah, you went into the last match against Mayo, a victory will seal your Division 1 status. We probably would have taken it. Listen, we're in that, we're 48 hours out from it now, and big match. And, you know, it's going to be a real championship affair. And the next time we're back in McCool Park, it's going to be about 7 weeks' time on the 13th of May against Cavan in the first round of the championship. So a nice way to sign off the league on Sunday with a victory.
Yeah, it will be. Is it going to be as physical as what we've seen last year in Castlebar? Because Aidan O'Shea come on and they got a bit bullish around the middle. So that is that the sort of tactic they're going to, that you would expect them to come to McCool Park with on Sunday?
Yeah, well, in that middle third, they have a lot of really good players, a lot of experienced players in that middle third, and a lot of physicality. When you look at the likes of Aidan O'Shea, Seamus O'Shea, and you look at Tom Parsons, Colin Boyle, Paddy Durkin, all those guys are strong physical players. So, yeah, it's probably going to be that middle third is going to be really, really important. And at the end of the day, Andy Moran, you have Fuppler Deer at one end of the pitch, and he's going to take marking also. And yes, listen, we need to play. We need to play a safe for 70 plus minutes. We need to be better defensively, and we also need to convert the chances we're creating.
Oran McNeillis and Martin McElhoney were two players that were struck down with that virus last week. They could help out if required, and in around the middle at some stage on Sunday. Will they be available with the likes of Mark and Ryan, who also missed out last week?
Yeah, I'm hoping all those players are okay to go. And yeah, they'll be important because, you know, that level of experience that those guys bring to the table, and that's going to be important on Sunday. That experience will be vital. It's going to be crucial. I mean, last year out down in Castlebar, we really played well in the first half of that game and looked like we were going to win the match. Mayo came out in the second half. We're a different side. And as you quite rightly said, Aidan O'Shea came in, and all of a sudden we were putting the back foot, and Mayo, you know, the physicality took over, and Mayo went on to win that match. So, listen, we're hoping for a different outcome this time round, and it's in McCool Park, Balbuffet, and hoping that Donegal, big Donegal support there. You're going to have a huge Mayo following coming up. So, yeah, it's going to be a real champ to feel about it, Oisín, and it's a big match. And as I say, it'd be an ideal way for us to sign off going into a championship campaign.
Yeah, it certainly would. The likes of Neil McGee, Paddy McBurtie, Paul Brennan, also absent in the last couple of weeks and probably will be at the weekend as well. Declan, but that's, if you looked at your starting 15, basically half of them last week were gone. They weren't there. They weren't fit to take to the field in Monaghan. How frustrating has that been over the course of the last couple of weeks, knowing that you've got crucial games on the horizon?
Yeah, listen, it has been frustrating, Oisín. There's no doubt about it. You know, you plan during the week to have a team out the weekend. It's very difficult come the weekend. Like last weekend, we lost three players in the last 24 hours. Something similar happened to us in Dublin. And you know, some players are just picking up small niggles coming back into training. So yeah, it's been difficult. But on the plus side, Oisín, have to say a lot of these young lads are getting a lot of game time. I did expect maybe two or three games for these young lads over the National League campaign, but some of them have played five and six games, and that will stand to them down the line. We do still need that bit of experience, and you know, I think we've used maybe 7 or 8 new lads first time in the National League campaign this season, and maybe 9 or 10 out of 21s last season. So there's a lot of those young lads coming through and they're gaining valuable experience on the pitch against top quality sides.
Just finally then, Declan, would you feel maybe Donegal might have the upper hand going into this one, given that it's the first big game in Balbuffet in the year and there'll be hopefully a big Donegal support out to watch it and get behind the team?
Listen, Oisín, you know, we know we have to get a performance to the level. It's going to be, it'll have to be a top-class performance and it'll have to be for 70-plus minutes. The lads coming off the bench will have a crucial part to play. We, as I said, we need to be better defensively and we will. And we have created a lot of chances throughout the National League campaign and our conversion rate is probably not high enough. So we will need to convert those chances come Sunday afternoon. And if we do that, then we're in with a big chance of remaining in Division 1.
Okay, Declan, thanks for taking the call and the best of luck at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisín.